Hi, people. It's Briasha. So, welcome back to Cyber Camp Podcast. And the topic today is offline consequences. The first question today is how do you decide what information and images to post online?
So how I decide to post things is that I post something that is meaningful to me, something that I think is cute, something that I care about. Like, it just makes me want to keep going on my page just to look at it, because, you know, and I got to look at my views, see what I'm getting. Guys, the G is back. You know, I had a little mic drop, but I picked it back up. You know, I'm back and I'm better.
So I decide what to post because I think about, like, before I post something, I think about who would look at it, and I think about, like, reactions that some of my family members might have, and yeah.
Have you or someone you know ever posted something you regretted?
So I personally don't have a story, but I have a cousin, we were at the park, and she posted her location, and so she had people texting her saying, oh, can I come? And she was like, oh, no, never mind. And so she took it down. It's important not to post that kind of stuff because you don't know what people can actually do, so they can come out of nowhere. Maybe they can try to hurt you or try to trick you into doing something.
What information and images are okay to post?
Pictures that are okay to post are like pictures with your clothes on and appropriate pictures.
Why do people post inappropriate messages and or pictures?
Because they want to get more likes, or it depends on the picture, because you post like very, very weird pictures, then some people might classify you as weird, just weird.
How can things you post online affect your future?
It can affect your future by, like, if you're going to college and, like, the people who do those stuff and look at your stuff are going to look at your Snapchat, Twitter, whatever those social internets are, yeah, and if they see something negative about you or something, they're not going to let you in, well, maybe, or something.
Also, what you post could affect you about what also you post with your past. Because you could become a good person, but if somebody sees what you was posting in your past and you was a bad person, then that could affect you.
So when it comes to social medias and certain things that you post, you should be very careful because you don't know what can happen based on your post. So you don't want to lead someone on, or you don't want to give someone the wrong idea based on what you posted.
So already knowing what you can get yourself into, you should know what to post and what not to post, especially if you already went through the consequences. So that's the end of our podcast. Thank you for listening.